Four adventure seekers have reunited in the quest to find a mysterious, cursed, lost gold mine in the mountains north of Pitt Lake. Prospector Crew Williams, mountaineer Adam Palmer, young Indigenous historian Taylor Starr, and her father, master carver Don Frose, are coming together for the second season of the History Channel's Dead Man's Curse, as they try to solve the mystery, once and for all, of Slumac's gold mine. Slumac was an elderly man from the Katsi First Nation who was hanged for murder on January 16, 1891. It was only after his death that rumors emerged he had discovered gold north of Pitt Lake. But attempts to find this gold by future expeditions have failed. Legend has it that Slumac put a curse on the mine, saying that anyone that finds it will die. Williams, who was born in White Rock, was enchanted by the story as a child, especially the legend and the curse of Slumac. He said the first time he met Palmer, they clicked immediately and spent hours going down the rabbit hole about Slumac. "I had never met somebody who knew more than me about it," Crew said. "Finally I've got somebody who is willing to go into the woods with me and come to find out he's crazier than me," he laughed. "It's a match made in heaven." Palmer, who was born and raised in Langley, said he climbed the mountains while growing up and would read the stories and legends about each one that he climbed. It was only natural he would later seek adventure in the mountains of Pitt Lake. "However," said Williams, "it's one thing to chase a legend, but another thing to prove it is real, and there have been many challenges along the way." He said the number one challenge the team is up against is the weather. "We're always up against the clock, whether it's the summer heat and dying up on a mountain from dehydration. Or if it's the fires coming in from both sides and having to get in and out and knowing the safe route to do so. Thanks God we have a mountaineer with us, because if you get stuck on a mountain surrounded by fire, you're not coming home," he said. "At the end of the day, a curse is one thing, finding gold is another, no one can predict the weather." For Palmer, the challenge is staying patient while their whole team navigates the tricky terrain where they have experienced multiple high alpine rockfalls. "Everyone needs to be 100% on. You need to be fully aware of your surroundings," he said. Williams and Palmer credit the success of the first season to the rawness of the experience for the team and how emotionally invested they are in the journey. "There is a full buy-in from cast and crew," explained Palmer. "Because if you're not invested, you're going to die," he said. "And that is the truth." While rappelling down a rock face, a rope became stuck in the rock. When Palmer tried to swing the rope over, it dislodged a massive boulder, he said, that came within millimeters of taking out half the crew on the side of the mountain. "It could have been over in a second," he said. Season 2, Palmer promised, will share a lot more information about the legend of Slumac's gold and the previous expeditions to find it. "Williams knows the gold exists, but," he said, "the experience is so much more than finding gold. It's the history, it's the journey, it's the spiritual growth that happens when you do the things that we do and go to the places that we've been," he said. He blames Palmer for his newly discovered obsession. "I never knew what was on the other side of all those mountains, but I never knew that I'd be hooked for life once I found out," he said. "Thanks to Adam, I'm addicted to danger now," he laughed. Season 2 of Dead Man's Curse: Legend of the Lost Gold premieres on the History Channel at 10 p.m. on Thursday, September 12.